Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead. So, today we're going to play a little game.
I like it.
It's called Would You Rather?
Yes.
And it's going to be fun, and it's going to be funny, and everybody's going to like it.
That's right, because we said so.
Because we said so. We're in a little bit of a silly mood today, so. Oh, goodness. Okay, so, are you ready?
I am so ready. Can I go first?
Yes, you can go first.
Okay. Would you rather go bungee jumping or skydiving?
Neither.
No, you have to answer. You have to do one or the other.
I don't want to. I don't want to do either of those things.
You have to pick one.
I don't want to. I don't want to do those things.
Okay.
Because bungee cords can break, and I can end up being eaten by an alligator.
Not if you don't go over.
Or if the bungee cord can break, and I can crash into the ground. And then what if my parachute doesn't? I'm not doing that. I don't want to do either one of those things. Oh. Am I guaranteed survival?
Yes, you're guaranteed survival. Which one would you rather do?
I mean, skydiving could be cool because you get to float around for a while. That'd be cool. But I would never do it.
I would rather go skydiving because I don't want the whole up and down
thing. Yeah, I don't want the up and down and the bouncing. I would never do either of those things, but
I'd rather rely on the parachute.
If I was guaranteed survival and no broken bones, I would say skydiving.
Gotcha.
But to be clear and for the record, I will not ever do either one of those things.
Dang it.
Oh my God.
I think I'm going to wait until I'm like, I don't know, maybe 90 and try skydiving.
You get right on that because I'm not.
I'll wait until I'm about 90. So that way, I mean, they could say, she had a good long life. Hey, they have it to where you're like, the first times you go, you're attached to another person anyway.
That would give me so much anxiety. I don't like to be that close to people. It would stress me out. I would just be like, oh God, you're touching me so much.
What is that?
What is that
that's touching me?
I don't want you to be that happy to see me. Please stop touching me. I can't do it. I would have a stroke. I would have an absolute stroke. I can't do it. I'm looking for the list that I had earlier because it's gone. So, okay, this is a funny one. Would you rather be the only person who speaks out of their butt or be the only person who doesn't speak out of their butt?
What? I think I would rather be the only person who does not speak out of their butt. What'd you say, asshole?
I knew you were going to have something funny with that. Oh, my God. Yeah, same.
Isn't that the same thing as a fart?
Oh, my God. Ooh, that was funny. We're getting a little slap happy, I think.
Yep. Would you rather drink warm beer?
Ugh. God, Christian.
Would you rather drink warm beer or whiskey straight?
Whiskey straight.
Okay.
Warm beer is
so gross.
It's like drinking piss.
Ugh. Some people say cold beer is that too, and I say I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
I keep saying, oh, I want to go drink beer in all the pubs in Ireland, Scotland, and all that stuff. They drink warm beer over there, and I don't know if I can do it.
Mm-mm.
They do. They drink warm beer. I would be like the one American going, can you put ice in it though or something? Like, I can't drink it.
See, that's why I like the Truly lemonades. You can put ice in them and they still taste good. I just don't think I could drink beer with ice cubes.
I don't know if I could drink beer with ice cubes either, but I don't think I could drink warm beer.
Nope.
Would you rather get rich in a way that disappoints your family or make just enough money to live?
Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Also, yes, sorry, Mom and Dad. Yeah. I'm a disappointment.
I mean, it just depends, you know. My husband makes jokes, and I say he makes jokes. He better be joking. But he actually went to the bank. The lady that's the president of that branch of the bank, where we do our business, he asked her if she wanted to make a Pornhub video with her because they paid like several thousand dollars for it. Oh, my
God.
And she's just looking at him. Jerry, go away.
Jerry Brown, my God.
He tried to convince a lot of people that he had his own channel.
Hey, you know, I've thought about selling feet pics.
Oh, yeah, me too. I thought, you know, like, there's, I don't feel like it's very degrading. I think it's fine.
I don't think it's degrading. I would absolutely, like, I'll wear some socks all day up here at the flower shop and put them in a Ziploc bag and mail them to you.
Y'all don't judge us if we do feet pics.
Listen, it's still on the table.
Okay, so it's my turn.
It is your turn.
Sandy.
Oh, God, what?
Would you rather stand in front of everybody and sing the national anthem at, like, some kind of big event? Or would you rather go about your day completely naked in town?
Naked.
Damn.
I can't sing. I don't. If I had to, like, Carrie Underwood it, like, a cappella sing something, no. Thank you.
She did good.
I mean, I would sound like Roseanne singing the national anthem at that football game that time.
Just don't spit afterwards.
I thought that was fabulous. I mean, listen, they hired Roseanne Barr to sing the national anthem. What did they think was going to happen?
Duh.
Like, that was stupid. I mean, she has even said, what did you think I was going to do? I'm a comedian. I'm trashy. This is who I am.
That's why she became so popular. People liked her because she was just genuinely
I love her. Roseanne. Yeah. I had an opportunity to go see her live, and she's great. I love Roseanne.
Well, it's good to know that you are a streaker.
I mean, my body is not great, and people will make fun of me. But you will catch me naked before you catch me singing in a crowd of people.
The national anthem of all things.
Any song. I can't do it. I used to, when I was younger, I used to love to sing. I don't know. And then, I don't know if it's because I've had a hysterectomy. But my voice is very deep. And so I don't know how to sing with that. Also, I smoke, so I've got, like, the smoker's raspy.
Oh, so raspy singers can be very enticing. Depending.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sing.
Come on.
No. Okay. Would you rather wake up naked in a forest 5 miles from your home or in your underwear at work?
Being that I work in a women's boutique, I'll take going to work naked because I can put clothes on there.
Yeah, okay, you wake up at work in your underwear.
I mean, I might get fired after that, but...
Linda would probably just be on the cameras going, my God, what has Christy done now?
She probably would. Yeah. She's like,
I would rather...
We're not doing this today.
Yeah, I would rather wake up at work in my underwear also. I mean, well, also, I just don't do the forest. I don't camp. I don't like to be outside too much. Unless the sun is shining and I'm by my pool.
Yeah.
So, and at least I have something on.
Okay. Oh. Would you rather go on a date with Bigfoot or the Incredible Hulk while he's hulked out?
Oh. Now, is this like the old school Hulk or is this like the newer Hulk that has like feelings and stuff?
Old school.
Yeah, probably still the Hulk. Lou Ferrigno was hot, even when he was green.
I always loved the part where he would calm down afterwards and he'd be like,
my God, that show was the best.
It was good.
Bigfoot, hairiness icks me out too much.
It's kind of like Chewbacca.
Yeah. Chewbacca I love, but I would not go on a date with him.
Okay, so here's something you didn't know about me. When I was a little girl, I said I was going to marry Chewbacca when I grew up.
Aw, that's so cute. I said I was going to marry Patrick Swayze.
Oh, I love Patrick Swayze. I
love Patrick Swayze. Swayze. Would you rather wear a bib every time you eat out at a restaurant or drink from a sippy cup every time you're at a bar?
I would drink from the sippy cup because it get lots of attention and I don't care.
Oh my God, yes. Same. Same, 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 same.
That's cute. I think that I could be really popular in a bar drinking out of a sippy cup.
I think we would be the cutest little pair just sitting there drinking out of our sippy cups in a bar. Can I get another Amaretto Sour, please?
Would you rather be constantly sticky?
Oh, God.
Or constantly itchy?
Neither of those things.
You have to pick.
Sticky.
Sticky.
I can't. Christy, I don't want to do either of those things. I'm sticky. And I don't want to be itchy. I've been so itchy, I've clawed my skin off before. Just from, like, when my anxiety gets bad, I break out in hives and I will claw my skin off.
Yeah, we were going to do an episode about things that give you anxiety, and it turned into something completely different that we never even discussed it.
Yeah, no, we need to.
The answer was everything.
Everything. Well, it's funny because every time we go do something, I'm like, oh, no, that gives me anxiety. I don't want to do that. So, yeah, we'll cover that one day. Would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts or everyone you know have access to your internet history?
Oh. I think I'm going to have to go with internet history. And then just pray that they forgive me. Because you don't want to know my thoughts.
Yeah, I would say internet history too, because I don't really look that many things up. You will catch in my browser history, sometimes I look up crime scene photos. And that's weird, but it is a thing I do, so be prepared.
I look up true crime, so.
Yeah.
Probably look like I'm a murderer. Okay, so this is a very serious question. Would you rather look like a fish or smell like a fish?
Look like a fish. Fish stink.
Yeah.
But I could go walk around going. And give kisses.
That's right.
Okay, this one's kind of serious. Would you rather erase your own memories or erase someone else's memories of you?
Ooh.
That one got deep.
Situational. I think I would rather erase someone's memories of me, I think.
I think I would lean that direction as well.
Yeah, because then I'd be like, see, it never happened. You know, yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one. Okay. Would you rather be chased through a forest by a zombie or by a lion?
Are we talking slow zombies or fast zombies?
I don't think that fast zombies should exist because their bodies are decaying. So let's just say like what a legit zombie would look like.
Okay, I'll go zombies. As long as they're just slow zombies. If we got fast zombies, I'm picking a lion.
Brains.
Yeah, but I did learn from the early seasons of The Walking Dead, don't poke them with sticks. Because they'll pull you into the water and drown you. And then there's already zombies in the water. And
oh,
you remember that episode where they caught the lake on fire?
No.
There were zombies all in this. It was a pond, not a
lake. Oh, yeah. I quit watching that after it became a full-time job because there was too many.
I never finished it.
I quit watching it after they killed Carl, and then Rick got kidnapped, and then they were like, we're going to do movies now, and there's going to be 14 different spinoffs, and I was like, you can have that. Would you rather be wealthy, but only able to walk everywhere, or broke, but able to travel anywhere in the world?
Broken travel.
I think so, too.
I like adventures.
If I'm broke as shit, but I can still, like, go anywhere in the world, I want to do that.
Yeah, me too. You'll make money somehow to survive.
Yeah, which describes my current situation.
Okay. So, would you rather be a member of the Kardashian family or of the Obama family?
Kardashians all the way.
Why?
They're at least a good time. I feel like the Obamas have drama right now. Have you heard the rumor that about Jennifer Aniston and Barack Obama? Uh-uh. And that's why Michelle's not doing stuff with Barack?
No, I did not.
It's all over TikTok. Don't sue me. I'm only repeating what I have seen in other sources. Please don't sue me.
Better help. We need help.
Better help. The TikTok ban. We got to talk about it. What did you do for 12 hours? I lost my mind.
I did the same thing I do every day because I hardly ever get on TikTok.
Listen, I kept clicking the icon. Like, every time I picked my phone up, I would just click it and be like, fuck. And when I was driving, and, like, when I got home, I went to pick up my phone, and it, like, said TikTok notification, and I was like, couldn't click on it fast enough. It was like, welcome back, and I was like, ha ha. Yes.
Thanks, Donald Trump.
Thank you, Donald Trump. I was legitimately losing my mind.
So this takes away one of the questions I was going to ask. Sorry. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I was going to ask, but I already know your answer. Would you rather be Instagram famous or TikTok famous?
I don't want to be famous on either one of those platforms. I just want to watch other people do stupid shit.
You have to pick one.
Okay, I would go TikTok. Because I am a TikTok girly. But you know what's funny is when there was a 12-hour ban on TikTok here in the United States of America, the entire rest of the world went on there and were like, now that the stupid Americans are gone, let's make fun of them. And, like, fully got on TikTok dogging all of us for all the stupid shit we do.
But we do stupid shit.
We do stupid shit. I mean, like, have you been to the South?
Listen, it's not just the South, but in the South, I will confess, we sound like we're uneducated ignorance.
I mean, we can't help it. It's just the way I talk. It's the way I was raised, man.
But we have fun while we do it, so.
Yeah, I mean, we are having fun over here. I don't know what y'all are doing.
I was watching it because I do love to look up videos from time to time about what people from other countries actually think about us. Because, I mean, that's been on my mind a lot, especially with the way our politics has been. This has been just crazy. And the funny thing is, I mean, there are a few negative things that I've heard, but a lot of it has been positive things. Yes, people think that we're wild and crazy, and that was one of the common things that was said over and over. Americans look like they just like to have fun. But it's true.
I like to have fun.
Living in a country with freedoms like we do, we can almost, not completely, but we can almost do and say whatever we want within our means.
Yeah, I think not every country has freedom of speech like we have. Like, we can just say willy-nilly whatever we think. And so that's not a thing everywhere in the world. So they probably do think.
But I am so interested in what other cultures do that's different from the way that we do. So.
I love other cultures. Is it your turn or is it my turn?
Oh, it's yours because I went twice.
Oh, okay. Let me find one. Okay, I know my answer to this one. Would you rather be so afraid of heights that you can't go to the second floor of a building, or be so afraid of the sun that you can only leave the house on rainy days?
I'd rather be afraid of heights.
Same.
I need some sunshine.
I'm a summertime girly.
Want me some vitamin D?
Yeah, I felt bad last year. Like, I didn't even come tan at the Tiki Hut this last year, which I normally do. But I was at home with a broken leg, and the sun was out in March. And so I just dragged my broken leg outside and sat in a lounge chair until I burned.
Mm-mm.
Every day.
And well, for Tiki Hut. We're getting all the beds ready, so yes. If there's anybody out there that lives close to where we live and you want to come get a great tan.
Yeah, best tanning beds around.
Yeah, so. It's about that time.
It is about that time.
Yep. Okay, so would you rather only be able to watch one single movie for the rest of your life, or only be able to eat one food for the rest of your life?
Is it a food that I've picked for myself?
Yes.
I would eat the same food.
And you don't think it would get gross?
Do I have to watch a movie all the time?
It would play at least once a day.
I think that would drive me absolutely insane. I'm like, what movie is it? Is it It's a Wonderful Life? I would kill myself. Like, I can't. Better help. Please sponsor us. The autism in me would... I can eat the same food. I can. I know you don't know me that well, but I joke about how I'm autistic all the time, because I think I am. I've never been tested about it, but I'm pretty sure. TikTok tells me yes.
Okay.
I have many traits.
My husband tells me to get off of WebMD all the time.
Listen, every time, if you have done this all your life, you might be autistic. And I'm like, yep, that's me. That's me. I've done that all my life. Mostly like sensory stuff. And I'm like, yep. Check mark. Yes. Okay. Oh, here's some about special abilities. All right. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere in the world or be able to read minds?
Both.
No, you have to pick one. You can only pick one.
I think that I would want to read minds. I just don't want other people to read my mind.
I would fully pick teleporting.
Well, I want to read minds because if I can read your mind... And then I can place bets with you. And then I can get money and I can afford to pay for those.
That's true. So you read the minds and get the money, and I'll teleport us places.
Okay, we got this. We got this. Okay. So would you rather have superpowers like Superman or Iron Man?
Either way, I can fly.
Yes.
I think Superman, because he gets to wear tight clothing and look super cute and fly naturally.
Naturally, that's right.
And Iron Man has to wear a hot, sweaty, like, armor suit.
That's true. And, I mean, what if he loses his...
And he's got that...
electric connection to...
battery him. Thing in his chest. I don't want that. I would rather just be, like...
an alien?
Yes. Yes.
You're one of them ocean aliens, aren't you?
I wish I was. Would you rather be the absolute best at something that no one takes seriously, or be average at something but well respected?
Okay, just because I like to fly by the seat of my pants, I would rather be the best at something that's absolutely stupid. Like that nobody would take serious. Because at least I knew in my heart I was the best.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
I mean, I can be mediocre, and I'm okay with that, but, speaking of mediocre...
I feel like I would have to be the best at whatever, too.
Yeah.
Mediocrity sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, speaking of mediocre, never mind. We don't want to talk about mediocre. Would you rather live in a world where it constantly snows?
Fuck no.
Or always rains?
Neither of those things.
You have to pick one.
I'm not going to. I don't want to.
You have to pick one.
I don't want to.
You have to pick one.
I want none of those things.
Gotta pick one.
Is it 90 degrees while it's snowing? And no. The sun's out?
No.
Then I'm not picking.
It can be 90 degrees when it rains, but not when it snows.
But is the sun out when it's raining?
I mean, sometimes it does that.
Okay, if the sun's out, and the
sometimes.
Like when the devil's beating his wife?
Sometimes.
And it's 90 degrees, I'll pick rain. But I don't want cold rain.
You know, this part of Texas, I mean, we do get rain. We get what we consider snow. But it's just like, we're not used to all
that. Do you know that in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it snowed 10 inches today?
What?
My daughter sent me pictures. She lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and it snowed 8 inches in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
8 inches or 10 inches?
8 or 10. I don't know.
Same difference.
Same difference.
That's what she said.
I mean, what's 2 inches?
That's what she said.
We've been lied to all our lives about how much 6 inches are, so how do we know the difference between 8 and 10?
I don't know. That looks like 6 inches to me.
Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early?
I'd rather be late, but my conscience wouldn't allow it, so I'd rather be 20 minutes early.
I like to be places early if I can, just because I like to sit and watch the situation develop. Like
the earlier part of my life, that's what it would have been about. But at this point, I mean, the older I get, I'm just kind of getting lazy and going with the flow.
Oh, see, no, when I was younger and like raising kids and all that stuff, like we were always late and I hated it and it drove me nuts. I don't like being late, but now that I'm like older and I only have myself to get ready, I like, if me and you are going to meet somewhere, I'm going to get there early. I'm going to get there at least 10 minutes early so I can get a seat and like watch the room.
Would you rather be completely underdressed or would you rather be the only person that was overdressed?
I would rather be the only person overdressed.
Me too. Same.
Like,
I don't know what happens to me. If I go somewhere and I feel like I did not get the wardrobe memo, it freaks me out.
Well, like that concert we went to and I wore that rhinestone bustier and you had on a t-shirt.
And like
a sweater. You had on like just a black nice sweater and I was like.
It was completely backless.
Yeah, it was a backless sweater. It was a beautiful sweater. You looked so cute in it. But I was like, this is a lot.
It was, and I loved it. It was a lot.
I felt so overdressed.
Hey, listen, I sent a picture to my kids, and they said you were hot, so.
I felt silly there for a little while, but then I got drunk, and I didn't care.
That was such a fun time. Mm-hmm. We got to do it again.
Yeah, my bank accounts.
Ooh, I got a good one.
Okay.
Would you rather discover a new planet or find sunken treasure?
Find sunken treasure.
Me too.
I'm a treasure girly.
Me too.
I love treasure. I have a metal detector. I want to go metal detecting somewhere.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Fun story. When my uncle was in high school, it snowed right after he got his senior ring. And then they had a snowball fight right out here in this little pasture area. And the ring flies off his hand and he never finds it. I want to find it.
Oh, yeah.
It's out there.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Would you rather only to be able to whisper or only be able to shout?
I'll go with whisper. I don't know. I'm loud anyway. I'll just go shouting.
Listen, I don't have the best hearing, and so I don't hear sometimes when people talk too softly. So I'll probably go with I'll be loud. Because sometimes I catch myself, like, I know I'm talking real loud, but I can't hear myself.
Can't hear myself thinking.
I should probably have that seen about, but I won't.
Okay. Would you rather live one 1,000-year life or 10 100-year lives?
Say that again.
Would you rather live one 1,000-year life or 10 100-year lives?
I would say 10 100-year lives. I think. What are the circumstances?
But you would actually be able to remember everything. Like, you would never forget like, the whole 1,000 years.
Am I going to develop dementia and Alzheimer's?
Not until you get, like, 999.
Are all of my friends also...
Nope.
Yeah, no. I don't do that. I mean, just my one friend, you. Do you also have the ability to live 1,000 years?
I mean, yeah.
No, I don't. I would rather... Mm-mm.
That's a tough one.
I would rather... do the 100-year lives. I don't think I would enjoy to live 1,000 years. It's a lot for one lifetime.
It sure is. You're noticing all the vampire stories where they live so long, they're all miserable because they live so long, and so all the people that they cared about just keep dying and leaving.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. Nothing. I don't want to do that. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or always be surrounded by annoying people?
Alone. Alone.
Alone. I like myself a whole lot.
For now, I always got by on my own. Okay. Would you rather make a movie about your most embarrassing moment or publish your diary?
I don't keep a diary, so.
Let's say that you did keep a diary.
We can do a movie about my most embarrassing moment. I don't even know what it is. I don't get embarrassed really that easily.
Oh, this is good to know.
I mean, I know I'm an idiot, and I do stupid shit all the time, and it's just who I am as a person, so I don't really get embarrassed about it, because, I mean...
I think it depends on the circumstances of where I'm at, who's around as to...
Yeah, like... I don't know. It takes a lot to embarrass me, so... For me to embarrass myself, I don't... I have a pretty, I keep myself pretty well locked down, I think. Sometimes when I drink, I do stupid shit, so I don't know. Would you rather be trapped on a desert island with someone who never speaks or with someone who never shuts up? I think...
I don't know that I'd want to be around somebody that wouldn't ever shut up, but I think that I could tune them out if I had to. Because, I mean, I have raised kids, so I'm going to go with the person who doesn't shut up.
I mean, I could go either way, but I'm kind of leaning towards... Like, people make fun of me. They walk in the flower shop all the time, and I don't have music playing. And it's, like, completely silent in here, and I'm having the time of my life.
Not me. I have the TV on for background noise at my house.
Why do you not have something playing in the background? It's, like, it's quiet, and I like it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I love to be around a group of people and just watch and listen to them interact and stuff. Yeah. I like the noise. I like the chaos. I don't know. Yeah. I can get lost in the chaos. If it's too quiet, I get lost in myself. And I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't know. It could go either way for me. I don't think I could be around somebody that never shuts up ever. Like, if I say, oh my God, shut the fuck up, and they don't, I would lose my shit.
Okay, so would you rather always be constantly surprised?
Constantly surprised.
Or to always know exactly what's coming?
I would rather know what's coming.
You don't like surprises?
I don't love them. It depends. I never know what to do with my face when I'm surprised. So, like, and I feel, I get anxiety.
Yeah, I get
Would you rather have a mullet for a year or be completely bald for 6 months?
I'll take the mullet for $1,000, Alex.
Listen, I've been almost bald before, so I could be bald from now on.
Okay, this is going to sound so superficial, but I put a lot of investment in my hair. That is a lot of investment. I put time and money into my hair.
I've put a lot of time and money into my hair too, but the last time I had it done, like, I have so much breakage. That's so sad. And I'm trying to grow my hair long.
Some of my hair masks that I use that you could try.
And I'm trying to grow. I used to have an undercut, like, all the way around, because my hair is so thick. It's awful. It's ridiculous how thick my hair is. And everybody with thin hair is going, you shut up. But having thick hair, it's hot. It's a lot. You have to fix it. It gets big. And so I had an undercut for years and years and years. And my husband hated it. But, and so now I have all my hairs one length. I'm trying to let it grow long. And sometimes it takes everything in me not to shake my head.
So, would you rather that your mind stays young for the rest of your life, or that your body stays young for the rest of your life?
Mind.
Mental health is so important.
Yeah, and my grandmother got horrible dementia and Alzheimer's, and it was awful watching that happen. So, like, and right now, like, I have two family members that are roughly the same age, like in their 80s, and one of them is perfectly fine, has all their facilities, does things, drives, does everything they're supposed to do, and the other one has gone off the deep end. Mm. So I would rather have my mind than anything else. I would rather have my mind than anything else. Like, you can paralyze me and cut my toes off. I don't care. I would rather have my mind.
I like this already.
Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions?
Okay.
Or tattoos that spontaneously appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
Can I cover the tattoos up?
No.
Mood skin. People who don't know, you could lie about what the color means. But tattoos are cool. And I am having some ink rejection right now because it's been too long.
I need a tattoo so bad.
I do too. So, good. This is tough. Okay, so, I'm going to go with the mood-changing skin.
I'm going to go with mood-changing skin,
too. Because it's none of your business what I did yesterday.
Yeah, well, also that. But I feel like there's so many more fashion opportunities. Like, if my skin is, like...
I tend to try to be a happy person. So I'm only going to hope that the happy color is something that...
Do we want to go back to our...
Go well with my outfits?
Yeah, do you want to do a throwback to one of our earlier episodes about chartreuse and puce?
I think I'll go with puce.
Puce is a beautiful, beautiful color.
Puce sounds disgusting, but it's a pretty color.
Okay,
so this is pertaining to your business.
Oh.
Would you rather have to do Valentine's several times a year or a wedding every single day?
Valentine's multiple times a year. I hate weddings. I hate weddings. Please find somebody else to do your wedding.
So opposite. Like with my cake business, that's my favorite part of doing cakes is the weddings.
I don't enjoy the brides.
Yeah.
Like I'm a very I don't know how to describe myself, but I don't like weddings.
Okay, then.
I would do Valentine's Day once a quarter and 10,000 funerals. I'm good. I don't enjoy weddings. I have done many weddings. I will continue to do weddings, but they are not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, you know, I honestly have only had one very, very picky bride, and I had to do all these gluten-free options, and they came and did a cake testing, and, you know, tasted all the different things. So, I mean, I'm literally baking sample cakes that are gluten-free because the bride was gluten-free, and right before the weddings, it was like, well, not all the guests will be gluten-free, so you could just not eat this cake. And then it turned into, well, I'm not gluten-free anymore. So, I mean, it was crazy. But, honestly, I just haven't had bad experiences with the brides.
I just don't like weddings.
Okay.
it's not my cup of tea. I would rather do Valentine's, like, be as busy. Well, I've been so dang busy here lately that it don't matter. But weddings are not my favorite thing to do, so. Okay, here's one. Would you rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now or know now everything your future self will learn?
Okay, so if I could take everybody else with me back to age 5, then I would do that. But since I probably couldn't, I would just rather know the future, maybe.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know. I would probably want to know the future. Because obviously I don't take back my kids or, like, did I make some super shitty decisions in my life? Yes.
Well, just think about in my younger years, how much I thought I knew. The things that I thought I knew. I mean, my gosh, I got married as young as I was. I thought I knew everything there was to know. And my God, you know, I had somebody that was really important to me that once told me that never stop learning.
Yeah.
Never ever get to the point that you stop learning, because not knowing something does not make you stupid. Okay. There's a lot of things in life that we don't know. We don't understand. We've never researched that. We've never tried that.
Yeah.
But when you stop learning, that's when we become very, very ignorant. And so I just think that it would be nice to go through those younger years actually having real knowledge instead of what I thought was,
you know. I don't think I would do it just because I didn't have a good time as a kid.
But see, that's the deal, is that do as
I
a get kid, to,
but I know everything,
everything
that I know.
Seems like it's so important right that second.
Yeah,
like everything is a big deal right that second. And if I would have known later on that all those things that were such a big deal, really, in the grand scheme of things, they do not matter, that would have made a big difference in some of the ways I behave.
Yeah, I mean, true. That's true. I don't know. I would probably still pick just stay where I'm at and know the future.
Yeah. Okay, here's a good one. Okay, would you rather swim in the ocean at night knowing that a shark could be nearby, or spend the night in a house that you know is haunted?
Oh, I'll spend the night in a house I know is haunted. I do it all the time. In my own actual house is haunted. Okay, listen, Grant, the ghost in my house walked fully. I was sitting on the couch watching TV. I was watching something dumb. I don't even remember what it was. It was not Below Deck because I'm out of episodes currently. Bullshit. Hurry up and get the new season out. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw her walk by. Like, from my bedroom. Like, have you been in my house?
Yeah, I've been inside.
Yeah. So, like, you know how my couch is like an L shape? From my bedroom, like, by the dining room table, like, through the kitchen, like, I just saw.
Huh.
Like, and I kind of looked over and was like, the fuck? And so, I, like, got up and went in there. And nobody was in there. And I was like, I do not have time for your bullshit tonight, girl. But no, I went and JC was in there in bed asleep and everybody was where they were supposed to be, and she just decided to make her presence known. I looked outside, too, because it freaks me out every time that shit happens. Okay. Would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader?
Talking like Yoda, I am.
Same.
Would you rather be brought back as a dog or a cat in your next life?
Cat. Fully.
I'm a dog.
Mm-mm.
For sure.
I don't like dogs. Dogs piss me off.
I love dogs.
I like other people's dogs. I like your dog.
My dog's a little bitch.
She's
mean. She's never been mean to you, though. She's not.
No, she loves me. She likes me, I think.
She's so mean to, and Lindsay, such a sweet person. You could, like, you know, there's certain people you meet that kindness just oozes out of
her.
It just oozes out of her. But she's also very timid, and Amber just, like, that's my dog, Amber. She just acts like, oh, here's somebody who's timid. I'm fixing to be the alpha. And she does. She's so mean to her.
Okay, would you rather have telekinesis or telepathy?
Telepathy.
I mean,
I want to know everything that is thought or said. I just don't want, once again, I just don't want you to know what's on my mind. It might be good, it might be bad, and it might be okay.
The reason I thought that one is because, like, telekinesis could be cool. Like, not have to get up and get your own beer. Just.
Yep. Oh, look, the fridge door just opened.
I moved my hand and the fridge door opened and a beer floated out and came to me and I didn't have to get up and get it myself.
That's right.
Hello, Morris. Oh, God, I can't with you. Okay.
Well, I was going to say, can this be the last one? Because
yeah.
Big day tomorrow.
Yes, I've got to go home and go to bed. I'm so tired.
Okay. Okay, just because I just got there talking about loving tattoos. Would you rather have to speak publicly every single day or get a visible tattoo that is really, really stupid in an area that you really can't cover?
I'm going to go with stupid tattoos. Stupid tattoos for $500, Alex. What is?
What is stupid tattoos?
Stupid tattoos.
I don't regret any of mine at all. Like, I love every tattoo I have, but I feel so uneven because I've got a big tattoo on this one side of my back and this tiny little one right here, and so I need some ink therapy to get all that filled in.
I love all my tattoos. I have some matching tattoos with people that I am not friends with, so that's kind of weird, but I still like the tattoo. It was something that I liked on its own. And then I got it, like, with somebody else, but it's weird, so.
You know my best friend that passed away this past year, Wendy?
Yeah.
She and I have a matching tattoo.
Yeah, right, I don't think I ever want to do a matching tattoo with anybody again. It's weird when shit goes sideways.
Well, I told my husband that I wanted to get a wedding ring tattoo.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my gosh, we've been married for so long.
Yeah.
And one day he said, no, you might meet the love of your life one day. I just wanted to slap the shit out of him when he said that. Why do men say dumb stuff? That's a whole episode right there. Why do men say dumb stuff?
Well, my husband hates tattoos. He hates my tattoos.
Oh.
I had one tattoo when we met, and now I've got a whole bunch, but he does not like them. I've lied to him for years about how much they cost. I love you, babe.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. I've paid more than I have told him I paid for a tattoo.
Well, I mean, you have to pay for the artist's work, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, I did pay for it. He didn't pay for it. It's not like I was like, hey, can you give me money for a tattoo? No, I paid for it out of my own money, so it's not like he was paying for it. I just didn't want to know how much I paid for it.
We need to have a tattoo artist as a guest on this podcast.
I know some. I bet I can get us one.
And they can tell us all the crazy stories of things that they've done.
I know multiple. I'll see if I can get us somebody.
Yay.
And I think we should also get a tattoo. Just, I need some ink therapy.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's add it to the whole list of shit we said we were going to do and have not done yet. Let's do that.
We're doing stuff. It takes time.
Okay, well, I think let's wrap it up for this time.
Okay.
And until I see you again.
Yes, ma'am. Same bat cave, same bat station. Is that how that goes? That's stupid.
I don't even know.
That's dumb. By the way, superheroes, I would have picked Batman.
Okay, superheroes, I would pick Superman.
You still want Superman?
Listen, Christopher Reeve, are you shitting me? I was in love with him as a 5-year-old.
Oh, he was precious.
Listen, at Morris Twin Cinema when Supergirl came out in 1984 or 5, whatever what year it was, nobody went to see it. We were the only people there, me, my mom, and my dad. And Mr. Bass played it for us. Aww. Made us popcorn.
The best popcorn ever. I am going to put a plug in for that.
Yeah, so small town life at its best.
Morris Twin Theater in Dangerfield, Texas has the best popcorn.
They do have good popcorn.
Made, I'm telling you.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, have a fabulous time, and we'll see you next week. And you can send us an email. Tell us about your treasure. I want to know about shit you found in the wall or something.
Oh my gosh, yes, that'd be exciting.
Like, did you use your metal detector and find something cool in your yard?
Did you buy a new house and there was something in the walls?
Yeah. I'm on that side of TikTok right now, and there's like this family that has just moved into this house that's got hidden shit everywhere, and I'm like, I want to go to there.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, send us stuff. Email is we're a little bit dead. I should have put an A in there. I wasn't thinking good when I did that. Anyway, it's WERELILBITDAD
at gmail.com.
Yes, you can find us on Facebook. I said last week I was going to get the Patreon up and running. We'll see if that's done. We'll see. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. You can look.
That's right.
Because we're a little bit dead.
We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.